USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions are still running high outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, where security forces had to fire tear gas at hundreds of protesters again today. They've been camped outside the embassy compound after militia members and their supporters stormed the grounds on Tuesday, protesting U.S. airstrikes that killed two dozen militia fighters on Sunday. Aaron David Miller is a Middle East affairs analyst for CNN.
I don't know whether the administration thought through carefully enough the reactions of attacking five bases, killing 25 fighters and wounding scores of others, but somehow we, not just the Trump administration, but previous administrations have this notion that when America acts, the adversaries can't react. They have a vote, too. And you're seeing that on the ground, and we're not playing on our home court.
This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790, and for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mile availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Johnny Isakson's time in the U.S. Senate's ended, the Georgia Republican stepping down effective December 31st due to ongoing health issues. He tweeted yesterday he'll miss serving in the Senate, but he's looking forward to a wonderful 2020. Atlanta businesswoman Kelly Loeffler, chosen as his successor by Governor Brian Kemp, she's to be sworn in next Monday. Chicago's Sinai Health System is dealing with a data breach. It may have compromised the personal information of nearly 13,000 people. The hospital system saying patient names, addresses, birth dates, social security numbers, and other information were potentially exposed. The annual New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square comes off without a hitch. Other cities holding big celebrations as well to mark the changing of the years. In Las Vegas, these revelers talking about their New Year's resolutions.
Relax more.
Oh, I like that.
And I do too. I really like that a lot.
Same old thing, probably lose a little weight.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new taunt from the government in Pyongyang. USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is stepping up his rhetoric against the United States, suggesting he will have a new strategic weapon to unveil soon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that would be a violation of what Kim promised.
He made those commitments to President Trump in exchange for President Trump agreeing not to conduct large-scale military exercises. We've lived up to our commitments. We continue to hold out hope that he'll live up to his as well.
Hundreds of new laws take effect across the nation today. The minimum wage is going to start rising in 24 states and 17 cities. Recreational marijuana now legal in Illinois. Getting a gun permit will be easier in Tennessee. Colorado will let family or police ask a court to take someone's gun away if they pose a danger to themselves or others, a so-called red flag law. A new law in Texas aims to save lives by requiring school districts to have wound kits in case of a shooting, and thousands of inmates could be released as New York State ends cash bail for nonviolent crimes. And hundreds of people are braving the Southern California cold to claim free curbside seating areas for this morning's 131st Annual Tournament of Roses Parade. The prime viewing spots available on a first-come, first-served basis in three stretches along 5.5 miles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.